Harper Audio presents Fear, Wisdom for Getting Through the Storm by Thich Nhat Hanh, performed by Dan Warren. Introduction. Fearlessness. Most of us experience a life full of wonderful moments and difficult moments. But for many of us, even when we are most joyful, there is fear behind our joy. We fear that this moment will end, that we won't get what we need, that we will lose what we love, or that we will not be safe. Often our biggest fear is the knowledge that one day our bodies will cease functioning. So even when we are surrounded by all the conditions for happiness, our joy is not complete. We think that to be happier, we should push away or ignore our fear. We don't feel at ease when we think of the things that scare us, so we deny our fear away. Oh no, I don't want to think about that. We try to ignore our fear, but it is still there. The only way to ease our fear and be truly happy is to acknowledge our fear and look deeply at its source. Instead of trying to escape from our fear, we can invite it up to our awareness and look at it clearly and deeply. We are afraid of things outside of ourselves that we cannot control. We worry about becoming ill, aging, and losing the things we treasure most. We try to hold tight to the things we care about. Our positions, our property, our loved ones. But holding tightly doesn't ease our fear. Eventually, one day, we will have to let go of all of them. We cannot take them with us. We may think that if we ignore our fears, they'll go away. But if we bury worries and anxieties in our consciousness, they continue to affect us and bring us more sorrow. We are very afraid of being powerless. But we have the power to look deeply at our fears, and then fear cannot control us. We can transform our fear. The practice of living fully in the present moment, what we call mindfulness, can give us the courage to face our fears and no longer be pushed and pulled around by them. To be mindful means to look deeply, to touch our true nature of interbeing, and recognize that nothing is ever lost. One day during the Vietnam War, I was sitting in a vacant airfield in the highlands of Vietnam. I was waiting for a plane to go north to study a flooding situation and help bring relief to the flood victims. The situation was urgent, so I had to go in a military plane that was usually used to transport such things as blankets and clothing. I was sitting alone in the airfield, waiting for the next plane, when an American officer came up to me. He was also waiting for his plane. It was during the war, and there were only the two of us at the airfield. I looked at him and saw that he was young. Immediately, I had a lot of compassion for him. Why does he have to come here to kill or be killed? So, out of compassion, I said, "You must be very afraid of the Viet Cong." The Viet Cong were Vietnamese communist guerrillas. Unfortunately, I wasn't very skillful, and what I said watered the seed of fear in him. He immediately touched his gun and asked me, "Are you a Viet Cong?" Before coming to Vietnam, U.S. Army officers had learned that everyone in Vietnam could be a Viet Cong, and fear inhabited every American soldier. Every child, every monk could be a guerrilla agent. The soldiers had been educated this way, and they saw enemies everywhere. I tried to express my sympathy to the soldier, but as soon as he'd heard the word Viet Cong, he'd been overwhelmed by his fear and went for his gun. I knew I had to be very calm. I practiced breathing in and breathing out very deeply, and then said, "No, I am waiting for my plane to go to Da Nang to study the flooding and see how I can help." I had a lot of sympathy for him, and this came through in my voice. As we talked, I was able to communicate that I believe the war had created a lot of victims, not only Vietnamese, but also Americans. The soldier calmed down as well, and we were able to talk. I was safe because I had enough lucidity and calm. If I had acted out of fear, he would have shot me out of his fear. So don't think that dangers come only from outside. They come from inside. If we don't acknowledge and look deeply at our own fears, we can draw dangers and accidents to us. We all experience fear, but if we can look deeply into our fear, we will be able to free ourselves from its grip and touch joy.